Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane tomorrow, 16:29. Johannesburg, 16:27.
Unfortunately, no good news about the situation in Centurion affecting the roads in Midrand. So the N1 North heavily backed up from the Buccleuch interchange to pass the old Johannesburg Road exit. That's due to a stationary vehicle. And then we got a message in from Amanda about a pedestrian walking on the N14 highway near the Silver Star Casino, so be on the lookout for that.
In your sport headlines, England 120 for 8 after 19 overs in their T20 match against India, and Jannik Sinner races into the semis as Swiatek closes in on a first Melbourne title.
The lawyers representing Eastern Cape Judge President Selby Mbenenge have continued their attempts to poke holes in his accuser's testimony, this now at the tribunal, probing allegations of sexual harassment against him. His court secretary, Andiswa Mengo, has maintained that she told Mbenenge his sexual advances between 2021 and 2022 were not welcome. But Mbenenge's lawyer, Advocate Mutsi Sikakane, has told Mengo that her omission of her own response to the inappropriate messages between them was intended to mislead the panel. He also says there's missing evidence to support her claims of a conversation in which the judge presidents referred to specific sexual acts.
Two experts are going to come and say, actually, nowhere in your downloaded gallery of all your screenshots can this be found. In fact, ma'am, they will also tell you that the screenshots to which you allege K8 may have been attached and maybe there's a mix-up, those screenshots do not exist in the gallery, photo gallery of your phone.
Then to politics, the DA has defended Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson following allegations of interference in the Independent Development Trust. The party accuses McPherson of colluding with the DA to misuse state institutions for the benefit of white monopoly capital. Separately, an opinion piece by JJ Tabane in the Sunday Times alleges that McPherson bribed journalist Pieter Louis Meiberg to publish negative reports about the IDT CEO Tsebogo Malaka, and the piece claims that the minister aimed to replace him with a DA-aligned individual. DA spokesperson Willie Oakamp, meanwhile, dismissed all the allegations as a baseless smear campaign against McPherson.
It is not just suspicious, but in fact entirely transparent that these allegations come just as McPherson is exposing, investigating and stopping serious corruption, including an 800 million rand scandal involving an oxygen tender awarded irregularly by the entity known as the Independent Development Trust, or the IDT, within his department.
And with just 2 months remaining, Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube's deadline for eradicating pit toilets in schools is fast approaching. Gwagube pledged to eliminate pit toilets in all public schools by the end of March, and currently nearly 11,000 schools in the country lack any flushing toilets, and 3,398 schools still rely on these unsafe facilities. The civil movement Equal Education argues that the use of pit toilets by students is a human rights violation and negatively impacts the learning environment. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Deja vu.